In 2014 alone, the United Nations says Islamic State militants systematically killed and injured more than 24,000 civilians, enslaved women, recruited children, and conducted a brutal campaign of violence across Syria and Iraq. Horrific online images of beheadings, crucifixions, and mass executions of soldiers, as well as reports of torture, are testimony to the group's code of terror. Earlier this year, the Sunni extremist group targeted ethnic Iraqi Yazidis, killing the men and publicly defending the enslavement of the women. But they have also targeted other Muslims, especially Shia. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says the Islamic State is out to destroy anyone who does not agree with them.
Alternative viewpoints, indeed any form of individual thought outside of their closed, unyielding logic, is rejected by them. Those dissenting humans must be murdered, their memory, culture, every shred of their existence destroyed.
The UN says the actions of the Islamic State have met 3 out of the 5 criteria that define genocide under the International Genocide Convention. U.S. Undersecretary of State Richard Stengel says the group is ruthless.
They are a genocidal organization, I would say, in the sense that they are determined to wipe out whole groups of people indiscriminately, innocent people. So their ideology, I believe, is genocidal, and what they're doing is just despicable in every way.
The Genocide Convention says anyone guilty of the crime shall be punished, but it speaks primarily of legal action. Where the Islamic State is concerned, an international coalition has been conducting airstrikes against the group since August and is supporting Iraqi and Kurdish forces battling the extremists on the ground. The question now is whether that will be enough, says Daniel Serwer of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
What we're doing now, it seems to me, has had a certain effectiveness in blocking the expansion of the Islamic State. It's protected some populations that would otherwise have been at risk. But it's doing nothing yet to really collapse the Islamic State. We may be degrading it, but we're not defeating it.
Meanwhile, Islamic State militants have captured large areas of Syria and Iraq, declaring the region a caliphate that all other Muslims should follow. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.